the devil's advocates invented malarkey.
It was a beautiful day. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. It rolls on. Your phone calls, they're always appreciated. 844-967-2789. Mark your docs. Be patient just a moment longer, because I want to thank my most recent guest. What a fine one. He is, who was he? Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct. I know Matt Flynn. I had to think. I didn't have it written down. I was looking for my next fine guest, because he's on the list, and he will be coming next. He is Joel Siegel with the National Coalition for the Homeless. Going to talk with Joel real shortly. And Mark, you are literally next at 844-967-2789. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Well, thank you, and once again, proud to be a member of the 13, or at least to one of the alternates.
The lucky 13.
To the lucky 13. That's very similar
to the fraudulent 10, but a little bit better. We didn't commit any crimes here, Mark.
Well, they have to prosecute, and my experience, as an auditor, when you find something, you have to dig in and look for the evidence. And what's going to be interesting now that Trump has done this, it can all go to discovery, so that they can start saying, "Well, what happened?"
The Trump lawsuit of Hillary Clinton? We've never even seen the unredacted Mueller report, and suddenly Trump suing his opponent and opening himself up to depositions. But of course, Mark, we'll never get that far. This is not about the outcome. This is about besmirching. And saying everybody's got a little dirt on them, don't they?
Well, but the point is that now the dirt might get revealed as far as what Trump actually did. We might actually see, there actually are, as Matt points out in one of the PP tapes, that find out if those are.
Well, there'd be a question of relevancy on that one. But what I would say is, no, Trump is not going to get deposed over his own lawsuit. Because when it came time to schedule the deposition, Trump's going to pull the lawsuit. He's not going to get deposed.
And that's just it. Then this is just another fraud. Then you should be charged, the charge for, taking up the people's time and being frivolous on that. And that, it's time to play it all out. Because once again, I point out again, as I pointed out before and other people have pointed out, is this the whole Steele dossier was originally, commissioned by a Republican who was a supporter of Scott Walker. Well, I heard the whole John Doe, drag Scott Walker's, little ass in front of, and have him deposed as well. What did you know about this report? Were you privy to the fact that the Steele dossier was being done by one of your supporters? And, let's just see how funny that gets.
Well, Mark, I don't want to, Scott Walker is not going to get deposed either. B, Paul Singer, the original Republican funder of the Fusion GPS work. Now, I don't know. It's my understanding that the Steele dossier came later at the behest of the Fusion GPS, who were originally hired by Paul Singer, who was the Scott Walker donor back when, he was running his shadow campaign for president. But I don't think that Paul Singer specifically hired out the Steele dossier. That came later. And that's where the lawsuit comes in. I can't wait to see that lawsuit. I'm sure it's going to do quite well in the courts. Someone's going to lose their law license over that lawsuit. That's probably what's going to happen. A little bit of backyard information specifically about the attorney representing Michael Gableman. Now, I made a brief mention of this to my pal Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct, get up early, 6 to 8 a.m. But conservative attorney James Bopp, B-O-P-P, today said efforts to decertify the results of the last presidential election in Wisconsin serve zero legal purpose. Now, this is Gableman's attorney. Gableman did his interim report and said we should strongly consider decertifying the election. We should strongly consider rescinding the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. And his attorney, and let's not forget, Gableman is an attorney, a corrupted former Supreme Court justice, but an attorney by vocation. But the attorney has an attorney. And his attorney says, my client is full of, let's call it horse crap. Gableman has asked lawmakers to take a hard look at decertifying the results of that election. Bopp led multiple lawsuits seeking to disqualify hundreds of thousands of votes from predominantly Democratic cities shortly after the last election. So Bopp's got history here. A little bit more. You had the authority in late November, right? If you felt that the election was so corrupt and that the results needed to be, you needed to intervene, you could have intervened. You had the power under the Constitution. So he believes in the Green Bay sweep? He's saying you had the power, but of course the intervention would have required more courage from Mike Pence. Let me read on. You had the power under the Constitution, and that would have been respected and certified your own electors. So he's still on the crazy train, don't get me wrong. But at least he's facing up to the fact that the crazy train has left the station and you cannot overturn the results of the last election, unlike his client's recent advocacy. A little bit more. Gableman was in the crowd. He attended the hearing but did not speak. Gubernatorial candidate Rep. Tim Ramjam from Campbellsport and former Menominee Falls Village President Jefferson Davis were among those attending the hearing who have advocated for decertification. One more quote from Gableman's attorney Bopp. The respect for our elections has plummeted because of that in many places, but it serves zero legal purpose and, in my opinion, useful purpose to be talking about something like decertification. That is pointless. What we need to be concentrating on is making the reforms that are necessary to correct the situation. That will have an effect. That's got to sting a little. When you're in a crowd and your attorney gets up and gives sworn testimony that you, Mr. Gableman, the special super-duper prosecutor, you, sir, are full of crap. And your attorney's a fringer just like you, and he knows that you're full of crap. You know, you're more fringe than the fringer. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I got a fine guest. His name, Joel Siegel. He is with the National Coalition for the Homeless. More Devil's Advocates. Ending homelessness will be the topic next.
Current president of the United States with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!